All right, you're very welcome back to the Totally Local Hour here on Kildare's KFM, and it's time for our feature interview of the week. And I'm delighted to say that Athy musician Brian Hughes is on the line now, because tomorrow night he'll be launching his new album that he's brought out with Dave Sheridan called However Long the Day. And we're going to play two songs taken from that album and have a chat about it as well with Brian. Brian, good evening to you, and you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Owen. How are you? Thanks so much for having me on the show. Great to talk to you.
No problem at all. This album came to our attention a couple of weeks back. You sent it in to myself and Clem Ryan. We both had a listen to it together. Clem played a couple of the tracks on Keolog Is Kind to earlier on in the week. And as I say, we're going to play two songs from it as well after we chat to you. But it's a fantastic album. I'm sure that you've been working on it for quite a while now with Dave Sheridan. But just tell us how the whole idea came about and the idea for the album.
Well, you know, Owen, this album has been held up for the last 2 years, of course, as the whole world plunged into COVID. And we actually had the album recorded. Well, we had most of the tracks for the album recorded before the COVID kicked in. So then, unfortunately, of course, those tracks were literally locked in a studio for the guts of the next 2 years, and we couldn't really work on it or couldn't get at it. So the whole thing was held up for the entire length of the COVID, really. And then as soon as we had a chance, of course, we went straight back in and finished the album. So at last, here we are now releasing the album. So that's great. I've recorded many, many albums over the last number of years, all in the traditional Irish music world. And I had the idea of recording an album on pipes and fiddle. And when I did think of that, I thought of Dave Sheridan first. I've played so much music with Dave over the years, him living in Carlow and me and Athy were very close, and we would have met at so many sessions during the years, but we never actually worked professionally together. So I went to Dave way back then before the COVID, and I spoke to him about the idea I had, and he was into it straight away and agreed to come on board with me, and we would make this duet album. And I suppose from the very start, we kind of decided it would be a far more laid-back feel to the album, nice and relaxed, more, I suppose, concentrating on the tonefulness of the music and the phrasing in these lovely tunes and just letting it sing out. So it's a very relaxed, it was recorded in a very relaxed manner. And I just hope we got that atmosphere across in the music.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the recording process behind it then. Was it done together in one particular studio, or did you have to kind of record it bit by bit then? Because obviously COVID would have hampered some of that.
Yeah, well, what we did, Owen, was myself and Dave literally sat down together in the studio. Because of the atmosphere we were trying to create, we just sat together and played the tunes through with the fiddle and the pipes together live, as you hear it on the album itself. And then that was recorded in a studio, actually a studio over Leixlip Library, which was funded for us, and we so much appreciate the help of Lucina and all those people in the Kildare Arts, who we got a small grant there to put down the tracks in the library, over the library there in the studio. And then it would have went from there after the COVID was finished and all. Went down to Gary O'Brien's studio down on the Burren in County Clare, a studio I've worked in many times. And the rest of the tracks were put on down there. So that would be a common practice, really, when recording albums like that, commercial albums, you know.
As you said as well, Brian, yourself living in Athy and Dave and Carlo, you've known each other for years and you would have played together in sessions, but this is the first time that you recorded an album together.
Sure is, yeah. My work up till now would have been a lot of solo playing accompanied by musicians. But and it would have been an awful lot of whistle playing. There was some Illan piping, of course, recorded over the years. But this time I particularly want to focus on the sound, I suppose, as you said yourself there, the sound of the pipes and fiddle. There's something very magical and beautiful about it, and it's a sound that always works. So we've recorded this album in a slightly lower key than you would normally hear Illan pipes. The Illan pipes are pitched in the key of C, and when you normally hear Illan pipes, they're in the pitch of concert pitch D, and that gives the music a whole lovely mellow sound. And with us slowing the whole thing down a bit, it seems to have really worked well, and thankfully for us it's captured the imagination of the traditional Irish music world, and it's really been going very well for us so far.
Yeah, so the two most prominent instruments, as we mentioned there, the ilum pipes and the fiddle. The whistle does, yeah, I suppose, make a feature as well. And right, that is something that over the last number of years, you really have been renowned for, bringing out albums and CDs, etc. But also you've been highly sought after for teaching on the whistle and the pipes as well. You've toured all around Europe and all around the world.
Yes, yeah, I've been lucky. Owen, you know, many of the prominent musicians, like myself, that would have recorded quite a bit over the years, would be fairly sought after in the different music festivals, not alone in Ireland, but there's some great festivals in Europe as well that we would be involved in teaching. I know I'll be out in Brittany now later in the year, and I will head over to the States later in October now as well to a festival, and all the Irish festivals are kicking off again. Thank God they haven't been going since the COVID, but all the major festivals and summer schools will go ahead again this year. So I will be teaching and performing at a lot of those, all right. Yeah. So look, it looks like there's a really busy year musically ahead for us, which is fantastic. It's great to be back out playing again. I think every musician just couldn't wait to get back out and play to real people in real gigs again. It's just wonderful, you know.
And Brian, just to stay on that point then as well of, you know, Irish music worldwide, it must be great to go to all four corners of the world and see traditional Irish music really being a cornerstone in these various different countries.
It is, and you know, it what never fails to amaze me, Owen, really is the standard of music that's been played in these countries. Like when I go out to Brittany, I suppose the level of particularly flute playing and piping, but every instrument, and there are some just amazingly talented musicians in these countries. You know, I again, just literally before the COVID came on us, that just before that Christmas, I was touring in Germany for a couple of weeks. We literally just got home that Christmas Eve, and then we recorded the album in January, and then of course COVID kicked in. But even touring Germany, it was a large tour I was on, and we were touring the concert halls, which are just so beautiful in Germany. You know, they're these gorgeous buildings, and huge buildings. But that tour was sold out every single night. I know the tickets were fairly expensive, but I mean, in these countries, it doesn't seem to matter. The crowds really flock out. I know in Ireland, if we did the same tour here, you just would not get those crowds of people in such huge concert halls. So, look, there is a huge appreciation, thankfully, for traditional Irish music now, really everywhere in the world. All the countries have a huge understanding of it and an appreciation of it, which is great.
Yeah, and closer to home then, Brian, in your hometown of Athy, great tradition of Irish music there, and you know, there's been some great artists bringing out music, traditional Irish music, over the last number of years, and you know, for decades gone by. You're launching the album in Athy Library tomorrow, so just give us some more details about that then.
Tomorrow evening, Owen, we're launching it in my hometown of Athy, and it's always a lovely evening, and I always kind of I'm very conscious to launch any albums that I produce to do a launch in Athy for the local people here, because they've supported me so well down through the years. You know, it's lovely to be able to tour in Germany and Brittany and go out to the States and all these places, but there's nothing I think means as much to an artist as when he's recognised locally, and you know, the local people that he's been reared up with can come down and enjoy his music. So tomorrow evening in the library, we're inviting people to call down anywhere from 7 o'clock. There will be tea and refreshments there at the start of the night, and we'll just stand around and have a nice chat with everyone. And then hopefully for 7:30, we'll start the music. So myself and Dave, obviously, will be playing tracks from the album. And we will be joined on the night by Eric de Butler. Now, Eric de Butler played guitar on the album, but he's an amazing musician and he is a fantastic singer also. So, and later in the evening, Michelle Sheridan, who also put down some cello on the album, and Michelle will also join us for some tracks on cello and fiddle. So look, we really have a lovely night of music lined up. We'll also have some speakers on night, which of course adds to the occasion of any launch. But look, I would just love to see everybody down there, and everybody's more than welcome. Come down, have a cup of tea, some refreshments, and just listen to the tunes. And of course, the brand new CD will be available there on the night also. So look, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I must say, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's interesting that Eric de Butler and Michelle Sheridan will be there with you, because that was one thing that really struck myself and Clem when we were listening to the album earlier in the week, was, you know, there was this massive, massive element to the whole CD, because I know that there are other musicians, Gary O'Brien, who you mentioned, Jim Higgins, obviously Michelle and Eric, putting down various different instruments on the album. So it'll really give, I suppose, that extra added influence to the night, tomorrow night. CDs will be available there as well. And we're going to play two tracks from the CD, Palmer's Gate, The Honeymoon, Support from America, and also Stone of Destiny, Rainy Day, and Paddy Cronin's. It gets underway tomorrow with Dave and Brian both playing at the Thai Library at 7:30, but get down there early for a cup of tea and refreshments from around about 7 o'clock and get your hands on a CD as well.
Yeah, most important, yeah.
Brian, listen, it's been great talking to you. Continued success and best of luck with this particular album, because it is brilliant. It's called However Long the Day, and as I said, we're going to play two tracks from it. Brian, thanks for taking the call tonight.
Oh, and thank you. And look, just before we go, just very, very quickly, I do want to say a huge, huge thank you to KFM. But I thank yourself for getting in touch with us and having us on the show. And, you know, I can't let this chat go without mentioning Clem, because from the very, very start of my career, back, it's 25 years ago now, maybe, since I recorded my first commercial album. And Clem Ryan has done so much through the station to promote traditional Irish music in every facet of the country and indeed the world. And he's just been a fantastic man for the promotion of Irish music and for the promotion of my music personally. So look, a huge thank you to you all in the station on. And again, thanks to yourself. So fair play to you, and thank you so much. Thank you.
Great stuff, Brian. Appreciate that. We'll talk again soon.
Owen, you're a gentleman, and thanks a million. See you soon. Bye-bye.